Hello everyone, this is Misaki. I'm Shiro Umezu University student. Today's guest is Dr. Kobe Rekord from Akita International University. He is the director of the English for Academic Purposes Program, EAP. He's been living in Japan almost 20 years. So welcome, Kobe.
Thank you.
And I'd like to ask you about living in Malaysia. How long have you living in Malaysia?
Well, I went to Malaysia for the first time in 1985 mm-hmm. when I was working for Indiana University for a Malaysian project. And so I started living in Malaysia in 1985, and I lived there till 1990. But I also had maintained a home there where my family lived, and go back from time to time to Malaysia from Japan.
So first you visited Malaysia, what were you doing?
I was working for Indiana University in 1985 in a program mm-hmm. that was conducted in Malaysia. Indiana University had a cooperative program and we taught Malaysian students.
Okay, so you were like professor?
Well, I was the head of the English program and started the English program for this special project, which was actually starting a new university in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
But the Malaysian government made a contract with my former university, Indiana University, and they sent me to start the English program there.
So not only you, but also other teachers? When you do that,
we had at one time over 40 teachers in the program.
40.
It was a very large program. Wow. We taught almost 1,200 students
mm-hmm.
in the English program.
So you asked for to teach in Malaysia? Well,
yes.
I
was asked to teach in Malaysia by my department mm-hmm. at Indiana University, but the program itself. Mm-hmm. was established between the Malaysian government and Indiana University. So since I had graduated from my department in Indiana University, they asked me to head this program.
Okay. And you said you went to there with your family?
Well, at the time I didn't go there with my family. I wasn't married yet.
But the
person I married later in 1987, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I knew in the United States, but we weren't married yet. So I got married in Malaysia.
Oh, really?
Several years after I went there.
How was it?
Fine. I mean, yeah. So I have a home in a village mm-hmm. south in the southern part of Malaysia, around a very famous city called Melaka, which is a very old city founded by Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
400 years ago or something like that, and I have a home in a Malay village.
So you are used to be life in Malaysia?
Yeah, life in Malaysia is very interesting. The food is great, but I'm living a very rural life. And when I go there, it's a very rural place, surrounded by fruit trees mm-hmm. and things like that.
So are there any difficulties to living there?
No. I mean, no more difficulties than you find living anywhere. And I learned to speak Malay pretty well. So, although you don't need it so much there because you can use English most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But out in the village area, speaking Malay is very helpful.
So before you went to Malaysia, you studied it?
No, when I went there, I studied it.
Whoa.
But you know, it's also Malay is sort of they're really the same language as Indonesian.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, I learned Malay Indonesian when I was there.
So, how many languages can you speak it?
Well, speaking depends on what you mean by speaking. I've studied a number of languages, but mm-hmm. Speaking well,
mm-hmm.
that's another matter. I could speak. I could speak Malay pretty well, Malay Indonesian pretty well, and I'd learned some, but I can read some languages, quite a few languages, but speaking mm-hmm. depends on, I can't even speak Malay very well anymore because I don't have much practice.
Yeah.
But after a few weeks I can.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you for coming today, Kobe, and I'm very excited about your living in Malaysia. This is Misaki, Showa Women's University student. Thank you very much.